Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, open your Bibles with me to Psalms 85 as we build a foundation for the direction we're going today. Amen? Praise God. When you get there, you can say, Amen. How many know that God gives us His Word to learn from others? I learn from their breakthroughs, and I also learn from their mistakes. Amen? How many know that the children of Israel were kind of obstinate, okay? They're kind of bullheaded. Amen? Is anybody bullheaded in the room? Amen? God's looking for a humble spirit to submit ourselves to Him and His Word. And He says to us in Psalms 85, the psalmist says this, he says, verse number 8, I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for He will speak peace unto His people and to His saints, but let them not turn again to folly. Surely His salvation is nigh them that fear Him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. You know, when I was looking at this, and it's so important, is to listen. To listen. You know, God is constantly speaking, but are we listening? Sometimes we talk too much. We don't have time to listen. We can't get past all the words we keep speaking. And God says, slow down and listen. And when you slow down and listen, you'll get revelation and you'll get understanding from the Father that will help you be victorious in whatever you're facing. Amen? I'm thankful that God has the answer to every circumstance, every situation, every problem. Nothing has come against this nation that the Lord is not aware of. He sees it all, and He always makes a way for His children. Amen. Amen. Look the one next to you and say, God has made a way. Amen. When I was looking at this, our text this morning is found in Isaiah chapter 48. Isaiah 48. I regurgitated a word. verse number 15. The word of God says, I have spoken. Yea, have called him, I have brought him, and shall make his way prosperous. Come ye near unto me, hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there am I. And now the Lord God and his Spirit have sent me. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee in the way that thou shouldest go. And verse 18 is where I want to focus the attention today for the word. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments. Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness of the waves as the waves of the sea. The title of this morning's message, with the help of the Lord, is a heart to hearken, a heart to pay attention, a heart to listen. Amen? And we listen to what? His commandments, his commodity, and his commitments. Commendation, excuse me. Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching. Can we lift the word and make a declaration here? Repeat after me, say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful that you're sending it here to do something in every heart and every life, Father God. Lord, I pray, just as Isaiah prayed of old, send the angel to the altar. May he take those tongs and place upon them coals. And may they place some coals upon my lips, Lord, because I'm a man of unclean lips. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's in the room and on the website. And when all is said and done, all glory, all honor, and all praise will be unto the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We say, Lord, have your way in this atmosphere. Have your way in every heart and in every life. And when all is said and all is done, all glory will be yours. But we ask these things again in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen and amen. First, the prophet Isaiah said, oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments. The commandments. In Psalms chapter 19. Psalms 19. Verse number 7. The psalmist says this. He says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing in the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Amen. And one of the things, so many times as men and women, as young Christians, as old Christians, so many times we think that the commandments are so grievous and so hard and so difficult. And the reason that many of the commandments seem to be difficult to people is because they're trying to do it in their own strength and their own power. I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. God would never command me to do something that I couldn't fulfill or something I could do. The world today, including the church, has twisted the commandments around so that they don't have any value or any weight or any worth any longer. Amen. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He says, I am God and I change not. I change not, neither does my word change. Jesus gave us help in Matthew chapter 22. Again, we're talking about the commandments. The commandments. Jesus said this in Matthew 22, verse number 37. He said, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Where does it start? I love the Lord with all my heart. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. With all my soul. He says, all souls are mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. So he's transforming our souls and our minds. In other words, what God is saying is, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. So Jesus says, this is the first and great commandment, because if you love the Lord with all your heart, soul and mind, you're willing to sacrifice for him. Amen. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. In other words, if you love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and you love your neighbor as you love yourself, amen, all of a sudden all the rest of the commandments will be fulfilled. Amen. In other words, you honor your wife, you honor your husband, you respect, you honor the commandments, okay? God gave them for our benefit. We don't commit adultery, amen? Some of you say, well, I'm not married, and he says, thou shalt not commit adultery. Well, if you sleep with someone outside of marriage, you're committing adultery against Christ. Amen. You're Christ's bride. Amen. We're the bride of Christ. If we belong to God, we're sold out to Him. Amen. John the Beloved writes this in 1 John chapter 5, verse number 3. 1 John 5, 3. He says, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. God says it simply in Hebrews 11. He says, but without faith is it possible to please Him. For they that come to God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder to them that diligently seek Him. I can't even get a smile. Get one. Pastor, stop playing around. No. So what is he saying to us? He says, if you hearkened unto me, if you listened, if you paid attention. He's talking to Israel. Israel had gone into captivity. Why? Because they didn't hearken unto the Lord's commandments. Amen? And so many times, people go back into captivity. Why? Because they're not hearkening to His commandments. And His commandments are grievous. He's given us a helper. He's given us a friend. Amen? And He doesn't only say that. He says if they had hearkened unto my commandments, then their peace would have been like a river. Amen? And I have this as the commodity. The commodity is peace. The peace of God that surmounts understanding, that guards our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Amen? On Christ, the solid rock, we're standing, right? Amen? And in other words, I've got to constantly remind myself who I am in Him. Amen? So He says to us in Psalms 29, the psalmist, verse number 11. The psalmist says this, the Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. Hello? The Lord will give strength unto His people. How? His strength is made perfect in my weakness. Therefore, I glorify Him in my infirmities, that His power may rest in me. Amen? Amen? The peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding, that guards our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Amen? I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for the peace of God. I'm thankful that no matter what's taking place in our world right now, what's taking place all around this world right now, it cannot steal my peace, because my peace does not come from this world. It comes from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and I'm not going to let anyone steal the peace of God from me. Come on, are you here today? Are you a child of God? You remind the devil who he is and who you are. Amen. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ who gives me strength. Amen? Because His strength is being manifested, and you're not going to steal my peace. Hey, you're not going to steal my peace. Because if you get my peace, you get my joy. If you steal my joy, I'm a sad sack. Hey, isn't there enough sad sacks in this world? Amen. How do you know that if the joy of the Lord is our strength and the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding guards our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, everywhere we come, we bring joy with us. I'm not looking for joy. I carry joy. Hello. I come into a room and guess what comes with me? Joy unspeakable and a fullness of glory, because joy is in me. It's a fruit of the Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Say amen. Look at your neighbor and say, don't let anything steal your peace. Don't you think that everything in this world that's taking place right now, the devil's come to try to steal, to kill, and destroy, and God says don't let anything steal your peace, because your peace doesn't come from what you have, it comes from who you have. Amen. 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 He said to me and you, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be as close as the call of my name. Call me, says the Lord. Amen. Call on me. Stop calling for the answers this world gives and look to me. Amen. The prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 26, we're talking about the commodity. The greatest commodity you can have right now is peace. Amen. Peace like a river. I don't know, have you ever sat along a river and it's a nice stream and it's flowing and it just seems so peaceful? Amen. The prophet Isaiah put it like this. He said at verse number 2 of Isaiah 26, he said, open ye the gates that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Now, he's not only keeping us in peace, but he's keeping us in perfect peace. Why? Because we're trusting in him. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Amen. Amen. In other words, without faith, we're not going to please him. Amen. So we're trusting God. Hey, let me tell you something. Everyone in this room is facing one type of storm. Somewhere in your life, there's a storm. And if you're not facing a storm in life, you're not living. Hello? Squeeze yourself. Make sure you're still alive. Everybody's still here. Amen. God wants you to understand that he is the peace in the midst of the storm. He's like the eye of the hurricane. When the winds are blowing all around, the eye of the Lord is watching over you. And in that eye, there's peace. There's no wind. There's no storm. And he gives us the peace in the midst of the storm. Man, I don't know about you, but that's a commodity I don't want to lose. Amen. Amen. Guess what? What can we do with everything that's going haywire in our nation and our world right now? What can we do? We can either feed it or we can speak the word of God over it.
Amen.
Amen. We can either feed it or we can speak the word of God over it. We can either feed it or speak the word of God over it. God wants to get this in somebody's heart. Hearken, hearken, hearken. Listen, listen, listen. You can either feed it or you can speak the word of God. We don't need to talk about it. We need to give the answer. The answer is Jesus. And we're speaking the perfect peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding that's going to guard hearts and minds through Christ. Amen. Jesus gave us this in John 14. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Jesus said in John 14, 27. You got to get a hold of this. Revelation. Apocalypse. Understanding. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. Where does your peace come from? Jesus. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth. What the world looks for is no wars or no battles, and that's when you have peace. God says for the child of God, you have peace even in the midst of the battle. Hello? God wants to get this word inside of you. Why? So you can be victorious. So that you can be an overcomer. Because I overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. And what I'm speaking is the word of God. What I'm speaking to the world is God's word. Man can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I like living. I like to have Zoe life. I like the abundance of life. Amen. Amen. And if we try to look at everything, you get any news. Hey, can I make a suggestion to everybody in the room? Throw your newspaper away and turn off the news. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Throw your newspaper away and stop watching the news. Because there's hardly any truth in it whatsoever. It's all deception. And it comes and brings confusion. And where there's confusion, there's ever evil work. And that's where we're living in. We're living in a world that's totally confused. Why is it so confused? Because the world is serving Satan. But what does God say to the church? Hey, hello? He says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. I'm not going by the old standards and the old ways. I'm following Jesus in his word. Amen. So he says with this, he says if we, the commandments we have, if you hearken unto my commandments, then your peace would have been like a river and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. Amen. And one of the things he was speaking to me is about the commendation or the praise. Amen. The commendation means praise. And Psalms 36. Verse number 8. The word of God says, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. So he says to us in Psalms chapter 1, verse number 3. The word of God says that he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. He says the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff that the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. It may look like they're winning right now, but I've read the end of the book, and we know that God comes back for his bride. He's coming back for a church, spotless church, well, spot or wrinkle or any such thing. He's coming back for a glorious church. What does a glorious church do? It gives God all the glory. It gives him all the honor. It gives him all the praise. They're thankful in everything. They're giving thanks because that's the will of God in Christ Jesus. When you find facing a storm, thank him for the storm. And ask him to teach you quickly. Amen. Hello? Hello? All things are working together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Amen. When you're facing the adversity, God wants you to learn from it. God wants you to grow in it, and God wants you to minister to someone else. Rather you recognize it or not, child of God, there's men and women that are watching how you react to what the devil brings. Amen. And we do not react as the world reacts. We react from the kingdom of God. Amen. We react from the throne of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We react according to his word. Because we know all the promises of him are yes and amen. God said he would carry us through. Amen. He said no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises up, we shall condemn. We're not condemning men and women. We're condemning words that aren't speaking the truth. Amen. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. When your spirit says that word isn't true, don't try to find it and try to make it true when it's not. Amen. So the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 3, are you with me? Amen. Isaiah 3, verse number 10. Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doing. Amen. In other words, the evil is going to eat the fruit of the doing, so is the righteous. The word of God says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up the fallow ground. It's time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon us. Amen. His waves are going to be waves of righteousness. Amen. I don't know about you, but you're the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen. My righteousness was like filthy rags, but I have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. So in closing today, he said for us to hearken to the commandments, then our peace would be like a river and our righteousness as the waves of the sea. So in Jeremiah 33, we find with the communion. The communion. Jeremiah said this. God says, call unto me, and I will answer thee. And I will shew thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. What the Lord is saying to us today, he's given us his commandments. He's given us the commodity of peace, which brings the commendation of praise. Giving him glory, giving him honor. And we commune with him. We communicate with him. When I call upon him, he will answer me. And he'll show us great and mighty things that we didn't know. Sometimes we're faced with the situations and circumstances where it looks like the adversary is winning. That's when God needs to arise so the enemy be scattered. In other words, man looks on the outward appearance, but God, he looks about in the heart. And if we truly trust him, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, we know that God has this. Amen. We know according to his word, which he says to you and I, that what we're communicating to others. What am I communicating? I love it where it said 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 9 says this. It says that we are a chosen generation. We're a royal priesthood. We're a holy nation. We're a peculiar people. That we should show forth the praises unto him that called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Who at one time were not a people, but are now the people of God. Who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Mercy says no. He doesn't want to let any of us go. He doesn't want to let any of us slip away. Amen. God says that he will fight the battle for you, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. God wants you to know that He's called you and anointed and appointed you for a time such as now. And He's saying to you and I, allow God to arise in you and the enemy to be scattered. He also says to you and I simply this. Sometimes it's just like the children of Israel. They weren't taking heed to the commandments. They weren't hearkening His commandments. And until they hearkened His commandments, they couldn't find the peace they wanted, that they needed. And God says that He's giving us the power. What we have to do is say, He says, behold, I stand at your heart's door and I knock. If anybody hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in. One thing about God and the Jesus that I serve, He's the perfect gentleman. When He knocks on your heart door, He isn't slamming on you. He isn't ready to kick it in. He's gently knocking. He's gently knocking in love. And all He's asking us to do is open the door and come in and let Him be the Lord of our life. Amen? Bow your heads and let's pray. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. Grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. Closing moments of the service here today. If you're here today and you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and He's knocking at your heart's door, would you answer that call? If that's you, would you just lift up your hand and say, I need Jesus. Is there anyone at all? I see that hand. You may put it down. Is there another here this morning? I'm not in the place I need to be, Pastor. Is that you? I see that hand. Is there another? I'm not in the place I need to be, Pastor. Is that you? God is saying to each and every one of us today, He's asking us to hearken to His commandments. Then the commodity of peace will be upon us, and our righteousness will flow like the waves of the sea. When a wave of the sea, waves move, they have an effect on others. Right now, what the Lord wants to do is He wants to minister hearts and lives for people that are going through a storm. If you're facing a storm in your life, or someone in your family or someone in your loved ones facing a storm in your life and you want to stand the gap for them, would you just please stand? He knows my name. Hallelujah.
Yes, He knows my name. He knows my name.
Can we lift our hands in the sanctuary today?
He knows my
Father, we recognize, Lord, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of every stronghold. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I bind every stronghold. It's time to take a hold of your children today. I bind every stronghold that's trying to take a hold of their family members and their loved ones right now in the name of Jesus. Father, your word declared that no weapon formed against them will prosper. So, Father God, we not only speak the word in this room today, but we send the word right now in the name of Jesus. Declare that loved one's name or that one that you're standing in the gap for right now. Father, we send the word to them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We speak the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding, Lord, to guard their heart and minds through Christ Jesus. Your word declares when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him, and that standard was raised on the cross of Calvary. When you said it was finished, it was done. So we're declaring and we're decreeing healing for our loved ones today in Jesus' name. Your word declares that you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. Father, we send that word today, Father God. We speak to broken minds, broken bodies, broken souls, broken spirits in Jesus' name. And we declare and decree healing. Touch them, Father God, with the balm of Gilead. May the peace flow like a river into the room where they're at right now. Father God, may you lift them up out of the bed of sickness, Father God, and deliver them this very moment in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, I thank you for every man and every woman and every child that's in this room today, that you've called us for a time such as now. Now, Father God, I pray, Father God, for the gift of the Holy Ghost to be stirred in each and every one that is in this room today. May the gifts that are within us that have been laying dormant be activated and put to work, Father God, for your kingdom. May we open our mouths boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel so others may come to know you as their Lord and their Savior. Holy Ghost, work through us in a supernatural way. Use us, Father God, for your kingdom and your glory, and we'll never cease to give you all the praise, all the honor, Father God, because it's all about you. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for touching everybody that's in this room, Father God. If it has a name, it must bow to the name of Jesus. So we take authority over every disease, every sickness, in Jesus' name. We declare, we decree, who the Son has made free is free indeed. And we're free from the bondage of this world by the presence of our God, who gives us strength and ability to do everything he's called us to do. So, Father, we praise you and give you glory as we minister to one another today, as we love one another today, as we greet one another today, as we acknowledge one another today. May you be glorified and magnified in all we do, and we'll never cease to give you all praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.